Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, special greets at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and then 168th and Maple up there in the O. Before we went to break, we were saying what team outside of the top 12 or top 10 that is inside the top 12 or top 10 is the most dangerous. And that dangerous means their style against a certain fight, against obviously a higher-ranked opponent, could cause a lot of problems and maybe a possible upset in the college football playoffs if it started today.
Well, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
Utah?
Yeah.
But why would their style be anything that could upset Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, or Bama?
In a closet, there's no mystique to being in the closet. What Nebraska did in your day was that, aside from all the machination, schematics, philosophy, et cetera, y'all leaned on people in short space.
Yeah.
Offensively, defensively, you just said, we're going to lean against you and see whether you can take this lean for four quarters. In most cases, everybody wants to lean with you to begin with. First right. quarter, hey, everybody, hey, you know, buffed up, chest up, chin out. Like, we cool. Second quarter, third quarter. You know what? I'm tired of seeing 44, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing 55. I'm tired of seeing 98, man. Like, get this dude off of me. And then finally, you just concede. Utah does that.
Yeah, they do it. I mean, yeah, they're extremely, especially for a Pac-12 team, they're really physical. I think their style is the ultimate, like, counterpunch to majority of the Big 12. I don't think it would surprise Kansas State or anybody like that. But, you know, the teams that, you know, like Kansas, they if they play, you know, Houston, they'll have some problems with them. I would find it hard, especially against Georgia, Texas, and Bama. That most likely won't
for
work.
For one game.
They won't all physical.
In a tournament sort of vibe, Utah would get you. I'm not sure.
Not overseas. I don't think they would run the ball to the tune of no. That'd be dominant. I think they could out. I think Whittingham could out coach Sark. I think for sure he could probably out coach DeBoer. I could see him doing that. Yeah.
He's familiar with DeBoer. I don't think he has DeBoer.
Yeah, right. So I think he could out-coach them and out-prepare them, but they're not going to line up and bowl those guys over.
I don't think anybody lines up and just bowls over Georgia.
But I think they could. I think he could. He won't outcoach Kirby.
Right.
He won't outcoach Ryan Day. I think he could get the other two.
Well, I mean, and he then, looked. You remember that was a UFC octagon brawl between Ohio State and Utah in the Rose Bowl. Yeah. Like Utah had the game won.
Yeah.
But that lean on showed up in the fourth quarter. And Ohio State had still had enough juice to make a play to get them a win.
Yeah, it was probably one of the better games. It was the coming out party for Cam Rising, the 85th year quarterback. But it's crazy that he was at Texas at one point.
Yeah, I mean, that's short hair.
Yeah, it doesn't even look. It looked like an imposter.
Literally
moved up to Utah. Was like, yeah, I'm gonna blend in right here. You know. He can start. He needs to just bleach his hair blonde, and he'll be good.
The Wasatch will come get you for saying that.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I like.
I think
for you.
I think it would probably be, and this is not being a homer. This is being an honest to God truth. It'd probably be for me right now with the way that they look and the way that they're built. I would probably say either Miami, or. I'm going to say, and I'm reluctantly saying it because of this dude, he lets me down every year. He does. James Franklin in Penn State. But the way that they've looked, and the only reason I say the way that their defense can compete with anybody. You can put them in Mars, they're going to play defense. And they can line up, speed, everything defense.
But that offense is garbage.
But here's the thing. The offense has gotten better at the areas that were deficient last year. I know. Oh, here comes Austin. I know you just been chomping at the bit, but they've shown improvement. I'm only assuming 10 weeks from now it should be better. Now, the quarterback's got to.
Aller's looked better.
Austin,
who does?
Aller. He's looked better.
Yes, he has. He's looked better, but he's got
to. He's got more to do.
It's like when you got to take the training wheels off. He still has one on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he likes to lean in. That's, you know, you ever see when kids do that? Yeah. They take the one off and they really think they're leaning. That's how they learn to lean.
They got into a slugfest, an absolute toe-to-toe brawl with the ridiculously talented Bowling Green program at home. Where they were being booed Saturday. They were being booed in their own building. Because they couldn't put away Bowling Green. A one score victory against Bowling Green at home. That offense, and again, the defense had some questions because Bowling Green stretched them out a little bit.
Right.
Which, nobody said Bowling Green's offense is Big Ten good.
Like Cutter Bazelak's more Big Ten quarterback. Come on, right, and SEC quarterback.
Listen, my Penn State friends, their timeline Saturday was a thing of absolute bliss. Because, Jay, they were putting combinations together.
Of what?
Oh, they were cursing. Words. They were putting some word salads together about James Franklin.
Oh, I know. He's but I think the offense has shown enough for me compared to what I saw last year that I'm only going to assume they're going to get better. I think Aller, they're starting to kind of let the reins off a little bit. And as long as that defense stays healthy, they have the potential. That stupid P word. But they've also shown it in a very small little tidbit that they can play multiple ways. Yeah. The reason why I think Miami is dangerous, because they can play any way you want. And they got a defense.
And they have no fear.
Yeah. They absolutely have no fear. And they're kind of still under the radar. They're still under the radar. Oregon, I don't know what's up with them. I really don't. It starts and stops. Look at all these things. It starts and stops with quarterback. They have a quarterback that is tailor-made for them. But here's also, the system is not as plug-and-play as people think. You saw Bo Nix this year as a first-round quarterback, All-American, up for the Heisman, all that. He struggled at times his first year there. So Dillon Gabriel, and he's left-handed, and they lost some talent. I'm just surprised Oregon hasn't gotten it right yet. I mean, the first week, okay, we get it, right? They're prepared for you. All right, you gave us a little scare. We're at home, and you know what? You're messing up our party time, and you know, all right, yeah, okay, let's get it together. Well, hey, you in a dogfight against Boise State.
Boise's legit.
Yeah.
not shouldn't be on Oregon's level legit, right. But Boise's good.
So, I mean, Missouri, I would probably say Missouri, but I want to see two more weeks of Missouri.
Who's on their schedule? Because that certainly is the play in.
And Tennessee's right there. I'm just not a big Josh Heupel believer, you know?
But Nico is nice, though.
He is nice.
Nico
but his coach
nice.
Is not nice.
I was going to say Tennessee. They intrigue me, right? I mean, I need to see a little bit more. I think North Carolina State is out of toes after how Saturday's game went. I don't know how much that was Tennessee and how much that was NC State. But Tennessee's been knocking on the door of
for
that
quite
blue
some time,
chip,
yeah.
of blue chip
yeah.
ratio of half their roster being 4 or 5-star players. If Nico is legit, if James Pierce Jr. is the best player right. on the field for a day, I'm not fully sold.
I'm not sold on their whole defense.
Right.
That's where I'm...
Yeah. You can talk me into them.
But stand on business is standing on defense. That's what I like. When you're going to stand on defense, because he's definitely standing on business, and he is in for a full-fledged, white-knuckle street fight come Saturday at 11:45. And who plays a game at 11:45? It's 11:30 usually.
We got to be first. Yeah. Right. We got to be first.
So after BC this week... They have Vandy, bye week, go to A&M, go to UMass. Don't host UMass, go to UMass.
Why? Did they lose a bet?
I don't know. They host Auburn what? And then go to Bama back-to-back weeks. Host Oklahoma, go to South Carolina, Mississippi State, back-to-back weeks, finish with Arkansas in Columbia.
Jay, can you imagine Nebraska releasing a schedule that said they were going to go play at UMass?
Massachusetts.
It was the Mark Whipple there? Return game.
What's up in Mass? Is he up there?
No, he's retired. But
I go up there watching. What's in UMass? Is there casinos up there? I know they got lobsters. I didn't do that. I go to that game. What do you put it on dry ice?
Here come all the Patriots fans. What? What are you talking about?
I bring Rico.
UMass. Yeah.
Who do you believe more in, Tennessee or resurgent USC?
Oh, USC.
Because for one game, I mean, Lincoln Riley's not scared of Kirby. Maybe he should be, but his Oklahoma team's put up points on Kirby. I'm not buying the defense. I don't think they get it done. But
you talking about Oklahoma?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about Riley's Oklahoma teams. Riley can still coach offense. Like they got.
Yeah, you can give me a bunch of dead yards.
They get Georgia scared.
Austin, if I had those dirty glasses in there, yeah. I would bring them down. No, it's not happening.
Probably not, but I'm just saying I'm monitoring.
I mean, Oklahoma could sneak into active play.
Yeah.
Right? They could sneak into active play.
I take the Pokes before I take the Sooners.
You think?
I do. Gordon's the best player on either of those two rosters.
He's cold-blooded, but Mike Gundy finds a way to trick it off.
Yeah.
Gundy's better than Venables. He's better than Venables.
I do. I would probably go down there.
Would you give your team to Venables or
Gundy? I get Gundy. I don't like Gundy, but I would. I don't know. Hold on. I'm going Venables.
Yeah.
But no. Hold on. Coaching. I don't know.
What kind you want, Jay?
Let me think about it. Just give me 2 seconds. That's a lot of pressure.
That is an ick choice.
It's a lot of pressure.
That is an ick choice.
I'm going Venables.
No.
I hate Oklahoma. I'm going Oklahoma State.
That is such an ick choice.
I don't know, man. Just I keep going. I can't pick.
I would say,
I would say Venables. Right now, where they stand right now. You know what? You're right, Austin. I'm going Gundy. And here's why I'm going Gundy. Because I know at least they're going to have an offense. And I know that I'd probably go Gundy.
There's a ceiling to Gundy. There is
a
whisper's chance that Venables could get it together and not screw it up and take them on a run. I don't think any of us actually expect or would say out loud we expect Oklahoma State to finish the run.
Gundy right now is in pre-Deshaun Dabo territory. He hasn't had the difference maker at quarterback. He doesn't in Alan Bowman right now.
He's not even in James Franklin territory. He's like you can go up and down a list of coaches before you get to Gundy.
James.
Right? You seriously, would you If Penn State got it together, you'd be less surprised than if Oklahoma State got it together.
Nobody. See, Gundy is knocking at the door. I just wonder what stop. Here's what Gundy do. He'll beat Oklahoma. He would, like, on a year that he would eventually beat Oklahoma, he'd trick it off against, like, Baylor.
Kansas. I'm sorry.
Or like, Iowa State. Kansas would go. Be up, like, 21-0. Yeah. Yeah. Getting a gunfight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't. I
like,
mean,
James Franklin would not lose to Kansas. He would lose. He'll lose to Ohio State, Michigan, et cetera. But he's not going to go lose to Indiana. Gundy's going to find a way to cough up one. Franklin is going to beat the people he's supposed to beat. He may not figure out
how
to
get paid like he beat him.
Yeah.
Can't be mad. He got a great agent.
It's got a great look.
But the team that's kind of playing covert right now, like in the weeds, is that old Slickster Lane Kiffin. We talked about Georgia. We talked about Texas, Ohio State, Alabama. We skipped Ole Miss, who's number 5 in both polls. And we've talked about everybody besides them. That's the thing, that if I'm Lane Kiffin, that's the way I like it.
But because ahead of them is SEC, another SEC. There's three teams ahead of them.
In their conference.
And two right behind them.
Right.
And Lane is also on Twitter calling out Paul Feinbaum.
I know.
Like,
what are
Lane,
you doing?
Lane,
focus,
bro.
You're
in season, bro. Like, it's funny, but.
Come you on, ain't that
come,
funny
come
right
on,
now.
Come on, Lane. Come on.
But
Lane.
I think for him.
Focus, Kiffin.
But I think for them, it's the best position to be in, because I think Lane Kiffin is like Gundy. When the pressure gets and mounts, he'll bring an Ole Miss team down there that just needs to win the Egg Bowl against a 5-5 Mississippi State, and Mississippi State will end up 2-scoring them. Right?
Elijah Moore. Right. Oh, no.
We got to find that on Twitter. You just remind. Right? So they'll do something like that.
100%.
For it, so
100%.
This is a perfect position.
Joey
for
Sweetwater Lane. Shows up on the timeline again. The
pressure
night,
gets too high. He doesn't. Well, he doesn't have to go undercover anymore. Lane's doing his thing.
The night before Alabama, Joey Sweetwater makes an appearance on the X timeline. It's like, Joey, go.
Here's something also interesting. In the AP poll, Louisville is 19. They're not ranked in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. You are the 21.
Oh, yeah, the 21.
21.
Mm. Memphis? Not a chance.
No.
Iowa State.
Circle.
Iowa State beat Iowa, which was funny, on a walk-off field goal. And they're in the top 25 now?
Matt Campbell's for real this year.
Stop it. Stop it. You're hilarious. It's hilarious.
Remember when he was the IT coach?
Yes. I was convinced he was going to be at Nebraska.
Everybody was. There was always there already was a contract in place. Remember that the whole somebody, and probably somebody saw him at Hy-Vee too. That's always where they see the coach at Hy-Vee. Here's the thing about Ole Miss. And also here's another team that's under the radar that nobody's talking about either. And I don't know if they can sneak in there, but they're in a great position right now, and that's Kansas State. They're kind of a mini version of Utah. You got to think, 12, 13, 14, that's all Big 12.
Yeah.
They're all going to play each other. If Kansas State catches everybody at the right time and they continue, look, they got a special quarterback, and they got a real deal running back. The running back's so good. We talked about it on the crossover with Strick, DP, that Dylan Edwards is sitting there doing.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
On the same thing we do on Saturdays, watching. Ooh.
Oklahoma State has Utah and Kansas State back-to-back weeks.
Mm-hmm. Kansas State goes out to Colorado after Oklahoma State.
And Utah misses Kansas State.
Then they go
or
to,
vice versa.
To West Virginia. That's going to be, that's the trap game. Because you go to Colorado, then you go all the way out to Moonshineville in West Virginia.
Like every, like all of these teams have a game.
And then you play Kansas at home. That's going to be tough. Then you go down to the third ward in Houston, where you probably be just a little surprised about your surroundings. Play Arizona State at home. Arizona State has a running back that rushed for like 250 yards. So that's, you know, they're trying to be physical. You play Cincinnati, probably a layup. Then you finish the season at Iowa State. So if they can get through that gauntlet, and this is not even saying after, this is the game right here. Everybody has a game. Kansas State has two. They have two games, right? So they play Arizona this week, prime time. They're going to be up for that at home. The travel is going to affect Arizona more than, obviously than Kansas State, but it's going to affect, they have to get up early on Arizona before they wake up. But then guess what they do? They go out. So was it Provo? Was that what BYU is?
Mm-hmm. Provo.
Yeah.
Utah County, baby.
Listen, going up to Provo, people that listen. If you are a BYU alum, I don't care that you're offended. I know people that went to BYU. I think when you go up to play BYU or go to BYU, it's a like you go into a whole different world.
Is Provo the Jacksonville of college football?
Provo is the Provo of the world.
Provo is when you go into a time warp and you don't even know where you're at.
You know what Provo is? You know what's
it's
the
Provo,
movie?
Right?
What's the movie with Pleasantville? You know the movie Pleasantville with Tobey Maguire?
No, it's Get Out.
No, it's what both. Both.
Both. But here's the worst part. Listen, you go up there and play people up at BYU. The game's at 9:30. For people that don't drink and they're religion, they awfully act like they're drunk.
No alcohol and no caffeine.
Right.
No What's alcohol, no caffeine, and no chocolate.
All times of night.
Hot chocolate.
He said hot chocolate.
Always remember nice. You think Nebraska nice is a thing? Go to Provo. always remember, be nice. And they put it on the big screen. Just the two words.
Well, why do they act crazy up there then?
Jay, that is a J&DP after dark conversation. Cause,
no, I don't want that.
Psychologists and sociologists have been studying Provo for years, and they are no closer to an answer.
Yeah. The bubble, it's called nothing, the bubble.
There is nothing. You're right, Austin. It is the Jacksonville of the upper. Where is that? The upper, yeah, up in Utah. West Coast. Never. Never. I'll go to Salt Lake City. I ain't going to Provo. No way.
Provo or Logan?
Provo.
Logan is Utah State.
Logan is Kearney to Lincoln. Logan
but
is,
I'm not going to Provo though.
Or you know what? What part of Nebraska, what corner of Nebraska, northern corner of Nebraska is the real farmers, the real agricultural kings. That's Logan, Utah.
That's like West. That's out there at Scotts Bluff, right?
Right. The people real farm. Ranch. The real.
You got to drive like 10 miles to people's houses on their ranches. Yeah. That's like 45 cows.
Yeah. That's when you go to Logan, Utah, you're going to take a beating. One, because just the air. There's cow all over the place. Provo, you come off the mountain and you go into the valley and it becomes. Like, and there's still mountains around it. So there's a big, you know, Y put into the mountains so that when they win, they light it up. Light up the Y, right? And then the hotels and restaurants are so specific about what you cannot do.
Bro, you would never catch me in Utah in Provo. No way. I've heard too many stories. When people tell me they're from, listen, if I'm offending anybody, I apologize. I look at you with the stink eye when you say you're from Utah. I grew up with somebody from Utah.
I lived in Utah County.
I know.
And to tell you, it was a straight line between work, the radio station, and my house. There was a straight line that...
Salt Lake City is fine.
Salt Lake City is amazing.
Provo is not happening.
Park City. Exceptional.
Yeah, everywhere.
Exceptional.
Everywhere besides Provo in the surrounding areas.
Well, Provo is not the scariest part of Utah. You can go out into the desert towns of Utah where there's some real stuff going on. There's some real, hey, I'm positive the aliens live there.
Oh, I ain't no doubt about it.
Like that's next door to Nevada.
Like, no. As my boy L.A. Knight says, nah. They are safer and less recognizable in the perimeters of Utah.
What was that show when I was younger? What called V? With the alien? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's in Utah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to Provo.
BYU is
I'm sorry, Bill Bush. I ain't going to Provo.
Yeah, Bill Bush did his time in Utah. He was in Salt Lake City. And he's
from Salt Lake City is great.
Salt Lake City, Park City.
Yeah, boy Greg that's from the Bronx. He won't leave out there. But he told me, do not ever go to Provo.
Oh man, I
word for word.
Again, one day I will tell you.
I'm not. I don't even want to know.
There were dating stories in Provo from Provo, Utah, that were my Jay. Let me just say this, and I'll leave the rest of the story alone. But I went to my date's house. We went to dinner, and we went to her house. And she was 40 years old. 40 years old. Mm. So you know the Steve Carell movie about 40 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
I walked in knowing that this was the case. So I was there for real reasons. Every single item in the house was Disney. Every dish, every curtain, the couch cover.
Wait, were these the people that just sued Disney because they got kicked out of the club?
Bruh, it was... This... Hey, man. Austin, you know... She brought me water in a Disney glass at 40. I really didn't have an answer for it. I was not prepared. Like, I was not prepared, Jay Foreman.
I can't do it, man.
And hey, the only reason we were on the date was because our radio station had an auction every year. for talent.
Mm-hmm.
We would have talent auction, and this is where we had seven stations. So everybody, you know, High Rod Hundley, Ron Boone, everybody would stand outside with a card with a number on it, and people would call in and make bids. And this was a big fundraiser every year. And she bet the max and got the date and went on the date and had everything Disney. I had no answers, bro. But it is the most unique football experience in the country for all of those reasons. So you know how this is, Lincoln is the football thing Saturdays. To that area, Provo is it. It is the meeting place, launching place for all the meetings, all the businesses. You go to Provo, you go to Marriott, and it's a thing. Like, it's the thing. But there's no, the tailgating is just food and green Jell-O and, you know, church potatoes. Right? You know, the casseroles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And if you try to sneak in a flask, they will tell on you. I answered it. I told you.
You told on yourself.
I told you what the answers were. I didn't have... Here's what I understand. That I wanted to be away from D.C. and then got the offer to do radio in Utah. And so doing the call, they introduced me to several things. Now, Ron Boone was there. Ron Boone had been there since the New Orleans and Utah Jazz days. Was doing broadcasts with him, Hot Rod Hundley, Steve Brown. There's some legendary folk. Thurl Bailey. There are some folks there. So I had, Jay, I had some elder bros. I had some uncles there, right,
mm-hmm.
who could lead me through. From a sports standpoint, okay, here's what I want to do, if you're cool with it.
I'm not going to Utah. I'm not going.
I would like
pick
to
one
have...
spot for vacation, Provo or Detroit?
Detroit.
You went to Detroit?
No, pick one spot for vacation, Provo or Detroit.
I'll go to Detroit then. Yeah. I'm not going to Utah, man.
Okay, so...
I'm just telling you right now, I'm not going to Utah.
Okay, so one of my favorite people...
It's not happening.
One of my favorite people...
No way.
One of my favorite people is also a second-generation football player. His dad is one of the five greatest tight ends to ever walk the planet. They're BYU folks. He's the son of Todd Christensen of the Raiders. Both BYU, but Toby Christensen. Toby is the most likable, straightforward, honest dude I've ever met.
Mm.
He's the perfect guy to talk to about BYU and Provo. Jay, if anybody can sell you one on football... Oh, I would love to have this conversation.
This is not going to happen. I'm sorry. Austin, it is no disrespect. Austin. I like Todd Christensen because he essentially had a white dude, Jerry Curl.
He had the great hair. He had the great
he
white
had the mustache and all that, and he was a great tight end. He's the first kind of smaller athletic tight end, number 46. He's cold-blooded.
Yep.
It's not happening. I don't care who his dad was. I don't care what he says. I'm not going. I will go to Salt Lake City, Utah. I'll even go to Park City, but I'm not skiing. I would do all that. I am not stepping foot in Provo. I refuse to do it. Austin, and it's no disrespect to people. Even if you are disrespected, Austin, I don't mean it that way.
Toby Christensen is on my phone and would be willing to call in to sell Jay Foreman on BYU football and Provo.
Oh, I like that. They play good football out there. I watch the football.
No,
I watch the football.
Are you willing to have this conversation?
I think they do good stuff, yes. Man. They do. I mean, yes. They play good football out there.
Yes,
they do. They play good football out there. I'm not going.
I have a. Austin, I have a one-on-one tomorrow. I'm going to split it between Barry Thompson and Toby Christensen.
Seems like the show planned itself.
Jay Foreman's ears are going to be burning tomorrow. Oh, I just think there's
certain... I think Utah is acquired taste. It is.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, Provo is. I would say Provo. It's not even the football team. They do great things. I mean, they got a great history of football out there. I just won't go to Provo. Yeah, I've seen and heard too many things. I've watched it in action.
Yeah. I'm not denying.
It's like, I'm telling you, it's just like
Jacksonville.
I
don't even know what you've heard, and I will not deny it. Like, whatever you've heard probably has merit. Like, I couldn't even joust with you on that.
That show that I watched on Netflix, that's it. I was like, bro, I don't know what is going on up here. And the thing is, it's nice up there. It's like, looks nice up there.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
That makes it worse. Gorgeous. See, Jacksonville, at least an armpit.
Affordable living, yeah. Very low crime rate.
Yeah, well, you got crime in Jacksonville.
That you know about.
Oh, no. You know about the crime in Provo, Utah, bro. They can't wait to tell you. Listen, if you...
So maybe it's not criminal, but it's ethically gray?
You need, in order to speak to the higher, you have to have the lower to balance. You have to have it to balance.
Well, hold on. Time out. Correct me if I'm wrong, in Utah, or the lady was from Utah on the recent thing that she made the national news from one of the little housewives things. Wasn't she from Utah?
Yes. She was the...
You know what? I take my statement
but
back.
She was from the
not going to Utah,
she
period.
She was the University of Utah, then.
Her husband
coached with Bill Bush.
Bill Bush, right now, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Her husband...
I'm calling in on the early show, Bill Bush. Listen, Bill Bush right here. I hope you're listening. Don't text Jake and all of a sudden say, you got a speech in Africa or something.
Right.
I know you're going to be here tomorrow. I'm calling in the morning. I'm finding out what is going on up there. Matter of fact, Utah is off the map.
Yeah, it was. And
now 49 states. Puerto Rico, you're up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hola. Yeah. Como esta?
Yeah, they coached on the same staff. Shaw was the coach Shaw. And he played defensive back.
We're paging Bill Bush. Are you available?
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing. And yes, when they gave them their housewives show, it was a whole other thing. And they went straight to like the sports teams. They tried to get Karl Malone's wife. They tried to get Darren Williams' wife. Yeah. So just for the record, if they ever approached Nebraska for Real Housewives of Nebraska, would they go to Omaha or Lincoln? And whose wife would be on it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like, would that be a Nebraska thing?
I don't know.
I hope not.
We hope. Look, Utah said. Hey, let me tell you. Austin, side by side on the list was Nebraska and Utah. Utah was like, sure. Yeah.
I don't think
anybody
would
do that.
Thanks
for taking that one,
Utah. Yeah, they took one for the team.
I don't think anybody would do that. Yeah. That'd breach a contract, wouldn't it? No, I'm serious.
I would think after...
Because if you're married...
Right.
You would be... You couldn't do that.
After this episode of what happened in Utah, I would imagine that in most places, coaches are having to kind of lock things down. Because that... Yeah. She was... It was out there. There was too many skeletons.
Yeah, so, I guess. What was the dude at? Was it McElwain at Florida was selling barbecue sauce? I guess that's not so bad.
Oh gosh, that's right.
Remember him, Sharkinando?
Jim McElwain.
Jim McElwain selling barbecue sauce, and Florida was in arms that he tried to. He had made his own barbecue sauce and was selling it at a booster event or marketing at a booster event. A lot more things to worry about than that, though, and. Well, let's take a quick break, come back. We'll put a bow on this bad boy. I got to text my friend Greg and tell him I will never see you again.
Pleasure knowing you.
Hey, nice knowing you. We can FaceTime. Unless you come outside of Utah borders, you will never see me again because I'm not coming to see you anymore. That's going to be a hard text to send, Austin. But anyways, we'll take a quick break.
He really just bailed on his boy.
It's the Game of Thrones text, Jay. You don't want to do it, but for your honor, you got to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Ned Stark. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP. Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.